The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And on Wednesday, we looked at Wisdom for Timely Distinction, Part 1. And in the first service, we looked at Wisdom for Timely Distinction, Part 2A. And in this second service, we'll be looking at Wisdom for Timely Distinction, Part 2B. We made it very clear that God wants to distinguish you in every sector and areas of your life. Achievement of your God's desire for you is God's purpose for you. He wants you to achieve His desire for you. And we took a holistic look at the life of the man Joseph. On Wednesday, we looked at five major wisdom from the life of Joseph. In the first service, we looked at five major wisdom from the life of Joseph. We said, number one, that your enemy can be distant people or close people to you. Your enemy doesn't necessarily have to be people that are far away from you. They can be people near you. Number two, because, and of course, in number one, we know that Joseph's enemy were his own brothers. Number two, we also said that always take a stand against evil. Joseph took a stand against evil. He will always report his brothers to his father. Number three, wisdom from Joseph is endeavor to secure parental and pastoral blessing. Joseph secured his parents' blessing. His father was always blessing him. His father was both his spiritual father and his biological father. And he was always blessing him. Because he was a son that was a good son. He pursued pastoral blessing. He pursued the blessing of his father. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 49 verse 22 particularly, you will see how his father blessed him again and again. And in Genesis 49, you will see how his father blessed him again and again and again, particularly from verse 22 to verse 26. Joseph is a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow by a well, whose branches run over the wall. Joseph is a fruitful bow. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his arms were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Go on. 25. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee. Go to verse 26. The blessing of thy father have prevailed over. Sorry, let's start from 25. 25, just go back for one bit. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessing of heaven above, the blessing of the deep that lieth under. There are some blessings they lie under. There are some blessings they lie here. There are some blessings they come from under. Say them, the blessing that lies under, the blessing of the breast and the womb. The blessing of thy father hath prevailed over the blessing of thy progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. That was the kind of blessing that Joseph was operating in. He procured blessing from his father, and he did it in a very aggressive way. Looking at number four, Joseph, the wisdom from Joseph is that always see the future ahead of you. Joseph was a man that saw the future ahead of him. He saw that there's a future. He saw that something's ahead of him. So he could not mess up himself, because he knew that if he messed up himself, he cannot get to the future. Genesis also because of time, let's go on. Verse number five, wisdom from Joseph is that don't reveal your dreams to your adversaries. Don't reveal your dreams to your adversaries. Joseph revealed his dreams to his adversaries, and this affected him a little bit. Don't be quick to reveal your plans to those that don't like you. Scrutinize people around you very well. Know those that love you genuinely. And then Be careful. Number six, as we looked at in the first service this morning, is always strive to maintain the presence of God in your life. Always maintain God's presence. Put your hand on your chest and say in the name of Jesus, I will not lose God's presence. I will not lose God's presence. Number seven, we said always serve faithfully and with character. The world is looking for men and women of character. May you be one in Jesus' name. Number eight, avoid a life of compromise. Avoid a life of compromise. Avoid a life of compromise. Number nine is persecution is always on the way of the great. If you will be great, you will face persecution. If you will be great, people will persecute you. They will speak against you. Because you are going to be great. Every orange tree that has fruits will suffer the throwing of stones from people. Is somebody with me this morning? If you are an orange tree and you will bear fruits, people will throw stone against you. Nobody throws a stone against a tree that doesn't have fruits. Every tree that has fruits will suffer grasshoppers. You know grasshoppers? You know grasshoppers? Yeah. Because they want to take something out of you. Praise God. And number 10, despite all, be excited always. Somebody blessed already, shout hallelujah. If I stop here already, I've already preached. Is somebody with me this morning? If I stop here, I have already. But let's go on quickly this morning to number 11, wisdom from the life of Joseph. Strive to make a mark through servanthood, not a name. Genesis 40, verse 2 to 4. Genesis 40, 2 to 4. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butler and against the chief of the baker. And he put them in the ward of the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, in the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph, and the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. Joseph had an heritage of service. He served in his father's house. He served in Potiphar's house. He got to prison. Now, look at this. Normally, Joseph should have said that he's a boss because he got to that prison before the butler and the baker. Are you getting me this morning? He didn't say, I'm a boss. I got here before you. You should be the one serving me. They came to the place and he served them. A servant of God said, I think it was Bishop David Abioye that said, if you are behaving like a boss, you will end up in a box. If you are always bossy, you want to do boss. He did not behave like a boss. He served. Everywhere Joseph found himself, he served. Please take note of this as concerning service. 11a, making a mark through service is what changes your destiny. Making a mark through service is what changes your destiny. Anywhere you find yourself, look for an opportunity to serve. Look for an opportunity to serve. 11b, the fact about the matter of service is that the best way to make a mark is through service. The best way to make a mark in life is to serve. To serve your generation. The Bible was talking about David. The Bible says, and he served his generation. He served his generation. So, if you are going to make a mark, then you must be able to serve. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God. He served his generation by the will. May you serve your generation by the will of God. 11c. Always strive to be of service and avoid arrogance. Anywhere you find yourself, don't be proud. Don't look for who is going to serve you. Don't be proud and say, hey, Chebi, you met me here. No, don't say that. Look for an avenue to serve. Serve the young and serve the old. Anybody that comes around you, and you serve them, it's an opportunity for your lifting. It is those that serve faithfully that are lifted easily. It is those that serve faithfully that are lifted easily. 11d, fact about service that those who strive for status end up as status. Don't strive for status. Don't look for status. Look for a way to serve faithfully so that you can enjoy the blessings. You will not miss your blessings in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number 12, wisdom from the life of Joseph is activate and deploy your gifts maximally. Activate and deploy your gifts. In Proverbs 18 verse 16, Proverbs 18 verse 11 says, a man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men and not ordinary men. He brings him before great men. Everybody has a gift. In Genesis chapter 40 verse 6 to 8, we saw how Joseph deployed his gifts of interpretation of dream, and Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked on them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamt a dream, and there's no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me, I pray thee. Joseph deployed his gifts. When we are talking about gifts, we are talking of your potentials. When we are talking about gifts, we are talking about what God placed inside, what you do without struggling, what you do effortlessly. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has something inside of him. You cannot hide your gifts and access a lift. No one can hide his gift and access a lift. God has placed a gift inside of you. Quickly this morning, important facts about the matter of gifts. Number one, your gift brings you to gain and profit. Your gift brings you to gain. Joseph had a gift and he deployed the gift. He released his gifts. He did not hide his gifts. He did not put his gift under the table. 7b, important facts about gifts, is that your gift is the vehicle to your next destination. Your gift is the vehicle to your destination in life. 12b, your gift is the vehicle to the destination. There is a destination you are going. It is your gift that will take you there. 4c, important facts about your gifts. Hoarding your gift is stalling or stopping your destiny. Hoarding your gift, hiding your gifts. There's some people they can play keyboard very well, they will not play in the church. There's some people they can drum very well, they will not drum. Hiding your gift is hoarding it, and hoarding it is dangerous. May the person that gave you the gift not withdraw the gift. Say a louder amen. When your gift is hoarded, your destiny is halted. When your gift is hoarded, when you don't use it, your destiny is halted. 4D, important facts about gifts, is that your gifts open doors for you in life. The gifts God has placed inside of you will always open doors for you. There's a gift you have to know how to do clothes or shoes or production in one area or another or in ministry. Don't hide or hoard your gift. Use it lavishly. And 12E, your gift is tied. Your greatness is tied to your gifts. You cannot be great except you use the gift God has given to you. Use it. If you can sing, sing well. And some people, they will be in the congregation and say, this choir, why are they singing off tone like this? You that you can sing on tone, why are you not in the choir? It's very easy to criticize from the other side. It's only with me this morning. Have you noticed that when you are watching football, you see some people, even some, like this, hit it like this. And they've never left their house before. They've never even gone to the stadium before. They will now be controlling the coach. Coach, you are very stupid. You are very stupid. You need to see that person. You have removed him. You put this person there. You put a pellet there. Anyway, I hear you. You should have removed Maradona. You put Messi there. You should have put there. They are coach from on paper. Coach in the house. If you know you can do it, go to the field of play and do it. Praise the Lord. Your greatness is tied to your gifts. There's a gift in you. That's where your greatness is tied to. So use it maximally. Deploy it. Deploy your gifts to the use of the world. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody being blessed already this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Number 13, always place service ahead of salary. Always place service ahead of salary. That is, always place impact ahead of income. Place impact ahead of income. In Genesis 40, verse 5 to 6, you will see that Joseph did not tell them, come and pay me before I can do anything. You must pay me something. Maybe they say you people are rich. Maybe you still have money in your bank account. Write me a check. So when I come out, I will call. He placed service first ahead of income. He voluntarily interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker without asking for a pay. How would you make some people that they cannot do anything for you if you don't pay them something? Yeah. They can't do anything for you. The first thing that will come to their mind is, how much is it? If you employ them, the first thing they will ask you is, what's my leave bonus? How much is my salary? How many days have I off? That's not how to live for impact. If you want to live for impact, you place impact ahead of income. You place service ahead of salary. Your focus will not be, how much is my salary? How much is my bonus? How much? No. You first, your question is, what can I do here? What change can I make in people's lives? Somebody say a loud amen. Important facts about this matter of money and service, and of course Joseph. Never place money ahead of impact. That is, your question should be, what can I offer? Impact is superior to income. Impact is superior to income. Making an impact is superior to making an income. Number 13b, important facts about money and service, is making meaning in life is superior to making money in life. Having a life of meaning is better than having plenty of money. That's why some people, they are still, despite the fact that they are billionaires, they still commit suicide. Because they made money, but their life doesn't have meaning. They have plenty money in the account, yet they still use belts to tie their neck and they die. Because money without impact is miserable money. Money without impact is miserable money. Making money, yet not able to make phenomenal impact with your life, brings a life. Just look at everybody you see that at the point of death, that are not happy to die. They place money ahead of impact. Anybody you see that at the point of death, they are not happy. They have not expended their life as a donation. They have not done something phenomenal for their generation. They've not released themselves. So when they want to die, they don't want to die. They are like, oh no, because they are living in regret. That will never be your portion here. I said, that will never be your portion here. That will never be your portion in here. Making meaning in life is superior to making money in life. Giving satisfaction is better than getting remuneration. Giving satisfaction to life, giving people satisfaction, helping others is better than getting remuneration. Joseph was not a man running after that. He was running after how he will affect his generation for good. Say a louder amen. 13C. When you live to make meaning, you end up having money. Eventually, when you live to make meaning, your life is about meaning, adding value to people's life in your area of assignment, the money will come. But if it is money first, how much is in it? How much is it? How much is it? Money, please. Money, 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 money. That kind of life has no meaning. But when you go for meaning, money will be pursuing you. Money will be running after you. After some time, you say it's enough. Somebody is here today, you will have excess of resources. You will not need to be pursuing money. Money is the one that will be pursuing you. I say you will not need to be pursuing money. Money will be pursuing you. Say a louder amen. So any decision you want to make, don't let money be the reason for the decision. If you want to do anything, don't let money be the primary reason why you are doing it. It can lead to misery. Anything you want to do, let making a meaning and living a life of impact that will glorify God be the purpose of your decision. Otherwise, Joseph would have said, please give me some billions and I'll interpret for you. But he did not place money first. He did not place money first. And of course, you know how blessed he eventually became. You are the next Joseph we'll be talking about. I say you are the next Joseph we'll be talking about. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number 14. Embrace good and godly dressing. Embrace good and godly dressing. Wisdom from the life of Joseph. In Genesis 41 verse 14, when they sent for Joseph, you will notice that the Bible says, and Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself. He cleaned up himself. Why did he shave him? Why didn't he go there with a beard that is looking looking absurd, with hair that is looking very, very rugged and very rascally? He shaved himself. He changed his garment. He did not wear the garment of prison. He did not wear torn jeans. He did not wear clothes that has been torn at the back. Sometimes you begin to wonder, what are some people really trying to prove? How can a believer be dressed and then they cannot see in you that this is a believer? And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him into the dungeon, and he shaved himself. He said, wait, I can't appear like this. I can't go like this. Let me shave myself. Let me look neat. He shaved himself, changed his garment before he appeared. If you are going to appear outside your house to see anybody, it must be with dignity and with glory. Not to talk of coming to church or going to work. Joseph was particular about his dressing. Your dressing tells people a simple story about you. Immediately people see you dressed, your dressing is telling a story about who you are. Your dressing is depicting who you are as a person to whoever sees you. There's a summary of who you are. Immediately they see your dressing. Take note of the following. 14a, your dressing tells a summary of who you are. 14b, facts about the matter of dressing. Your dressing shows the level of your spirituality. It says a little bit about how well you know the Bible and how well you know God. Your dressing might not 100% say it, but it says to a reasonable extent if you really know the God you claim to know. Because the God we serve is a God of discipline. He's not an indisciplined God. He's not a God that will be wearing funny hairstyle. He's not a God that will be putting tattoos on people's body all over the place with more than 7 ear holes on the air. What is it? Let me tell you this. People think wearing chain on the leg and all those things are fashionable. Let me tell you where it came from. In those days, prostitutes that were high-class prostitutes, they were the ones that wear those chains. They don't go on the street, but once you see, so this person is a prostitute. It's a high-class one, so the bargain will be higher. But people don't know, they will just wear anything. They just wear anything. Put one in the nose, put one in another nose, put one. Now, the worst thing now, people, we took mouth here. Took another one here. This is getting terrible. Is fashion or what? Verse 14c, take note of the following. Your dressing shows the content of your heart. Your dressing shows your heart. If you dress as a man, you dress so tight, you're showing your chest, showing your hands, showing your everywhere. You are trying to, what are you trying to, what are you trying to do? May the Lord give us understanding. I say may the Lord give us understanding. How many of you have heard me say in the past, dressing is to cover your nakedness? Have you heard me say that before? The purpose of dressing is to cover. If you are dressing and it's not covering your nakedness, you are not dressed. Your dress must cover your nakedness. That's what the kind of person Joseph was. He dressed royally. He dressed in a way that glorified God. He dressed in a way that they could say that, ah, this is a child of God. Number 15. Where I will stop because of time. Always embrace excellence in your assignment. The assignment of Joseph was to preserve food for 7 years of plenty and bring the same food into the year of scarcity for 7 years. That's a very huge task. Genesis 41, 31 to 40. Joseph was able to do this task successfully. Friends, any work they give to you, do it well. Believers are becoming lazy. Do it well. Do it well. Face that assignment and don't let them have any fault in the assignment given to you. Joseph was excellent. In Potiphar's house, his boss did not look at anything he was doing. Why? Because he was very, very dedicated and excellent. Joseph again became a prime minister, a big man. At that level, should just be relaxing. He said, no, relax. No, no, no. I must get something out of this task. He was a man of excellence. May you become a man of excellence today. I said, may you become a man of excellence today. May you become a woman of excellence today. Your boss or whoever is supervising your work will have peace of mind with you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Your business associates will have peace of mind with you because you will do the work that God has placed in your hands so excellently, and you will never miss your reward. Well, there's so much more about Joseph, but time will not allow us. For example, Joseph was also a man that was a giver. You look at the Bible very well. He gave to his brothers. He returned the money they brought to him, and he filled their sacks with food. He sent enough food to his father. When his father saw the horses that came to pick him, Bible says the heart of the father was lifted. He was a giver. He was a liberal soul. He gave lunch to his perceived enemies, his brothers. He called them into his house. He gave them food. Many, many other things. Joseph was a man that was a man that also took very, very good care of his family, his wife and children. He also did what we call family planning. He had only 2 children. Wasn't just having children anyhow. Many things you can learn from him. He was a man of excellence. He was a man that honored God that honored his father, both in his lifetime and after the father died. When Joseph's father died, all Egypt followed Joseph to go and bury his father in Israel. Everybody followed him. He referenced his father. Everybody followed Joseph. The whole of Egypt was almost empty. They followed Joseph to Canaan. He said, let us go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go to Israel. Let's go and see your people. Because Joseph was a man of influence. My prayer, the next generation of Joseph will come among us here. The next generation of Joseph will come among us here. I said the next generation of Joseph will come among us here. Say a louder amen. Well, be blessed and be blessed forever. I said be blessed and be blessed forever. All you have learned in this particular story will change your life. Be firing on Wednesday with yet another very, very interesting personality. And we pray that the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. If you are blessed, say a louder amen. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.